Hey, fantasy football owners, the road to winning your fantasy football championship starts now. I'm Matt Harmon from Reception Perception. Join me and James Coe as we take a deep dive into the position that's going to make or break your fantasy roster, wide receivers. We analyze route running, target share, and all the metrics that matter, giving you the insights you need to draft the best wide receivers. As you prep for your draft, let us give you the coverage you need. Follow and listen to Reception Perception on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
When this happened, you talked about it on The Fan.
And Hunter Wendell said it's just thrown out Aaron Boone.
Oh, boy. Boone didn't say anything. Boone's just been thrown out of the game.
When New York sports happens, talk about it here. The Fan, 101.9 FM, and always live on the free Odyssey app.
Welcome!
The Casamigos Big Shot of the Night is brought to you by Casamigos Tequila. Casamigos Tequila is brought to you by those who drink it. No, it's not going to be Tyrese Maxey. We don't like to give love to the opposition here. We got to go to Citi Field, bottom of the six. DJ, play the hits. It's DJ Stewart. He hits a three-run homer, and the great Sweeney Murdy once said, three-run homers win ball games, and it did. That's a very important homer and a very important win as the Mets stay above 500 at 15 and 14, even up the series on Glizzy Gobbler night. And not a bad problem to have, right? I mentioned Mark Vientos being sent down, and you got J.D. Martinez up here DHing. You're trying to find at-bats for all these different outfielders, from DJ Stewart to Tyrone Taylor to Harrison Bader. DJ Stewart is doing it, and you feel good about giving that guy an opportunity to do it, to win you some ball games, and he's had some big moments. He started off slow, but man, this guy has a flair for the dramatic as far as when he homers. So Casamigos Big Shot of the Night goes to DJ Stewart. And I mentioned, the Glizzy Gobbler Fest going on in Queens. Well, I also saw the Rally Pimp getting some more love on the broadcast. And I think the Mets are like, wait. We don't need a Rally Pimp. What we need is a new Mr. and Mrs. Met. So there's a job posting out there looking for a new Mr. and Mrs. Met. If, I don't know, you're interested, they're seeking a high-energy, enthusiastic individual to represent their brand as their mascot. The ideal candidate will have a strong passion for entertainment and a knack for engaging and interacting with fans of all ages. The mascot will attend various events, both on and off-site, to promote our brand and create a fun, dynamic environment. Bro, the pay range, the low is $67,000, and it goes up to $89,000. I didn't know that they paid mascots like that. Maybe Steve Cohen does. Maybe Steve Cohen's got the bread to pay a mascot almost six figures to be Mr. Met. Yeah, but you're going to have to go to so many different things and wear that hot costume, especially now you're trying to be Mr. and Mrs. Met going into the summer. I don't know. Somebody out there listening is like, this sounds like a job for me. It's out there for you. It is out there for you. 877-337-6666. If you can't get through on the phone, you can reach me at Keith_McPherson on Twitter, on X. I just hate calling it X. It's Twitter. So City Tim 30 says, do me a favor and don't talk about the Islanders, please. I said, this will probably be the last night. I said, this will be the last night, most likely. They play in New York. We got to talk about all the New York teams. Miriam in Forest Hills, you're the perfect person to go to right now.
I will say, the Islanders lost the game in seconds in the third period because they were winning. In the second, they scored two goals.
Tough.
You know, and that was okay, fine. I was ready for that. But in the third, they lost the game in 8 seconds. And I thought, all right, they can come back, but they couldn't. Carolina is a really good pressure team. They forecheck and backcheck all over the ice. And I have to say, and I didn't know, Freddie Anderson is a really good goalie. And if you're a Rangers fan, you have to screen him all over the place. Try to screen him as much as you can. Try to make him move and make him get away from the net so you can score on him. Because when the Islanders did that, that's why they won on Saturday.
So how do you feel about the season, and what do you think about the off season? Do you expect wholesale changes?
I think they need to get some younger forwards. As much as I love Cal Clutterbuck and Casey Cikas, I think they're getting older, and I think it may be harder for them, but they have to stick around to help younger players. I think they should have played Oliver Wahlstrom, and he didn't play. Simon, you know, Hartson Fasching and Simon Solstrom did play, and I think they need to get a few younger forwards, and they used to get, you should get a younger defenseman like Noah Dobson would help too. But I think they'll be all right next year. Patrick Waugh has a very good aggressive style. I like it. When it works because I think it's also good that to have two very good goalies, and Barley did a great job. He tried. He really did. And Ilya Sorokin tried, and he won his games. They'll be all right next year.
Mm-hmm. Patrick Waugh gets to build off of half a season going into next year. What do you think about Matt Martin?
I hope he sticks around and helps.
Mm-hmm. Think he's staying.
He gets hurt sometimes, but I think he should help. He hits. He's a good hitter. Casey's a good hitter. That fourth line is still a good energy line. I like them, but they have to get some younger forwards, and I think Pageau should stick around because he wins faceoff, and I think Andrews Lee and Matt Barzell should stick around. I think they'll be all right.
Yeah, at least they fought. At least they didn't go down 4-0. They fought back, won one game in the postseason at home.
Yes, and then
they even fought tonight. So, some pride.
And I do think, the other thing I think is that the difference, and I'm going to be honest, the difference is that in a hockey game, it's very fast, and there is only one timeout per team. Not like in basketball where they have multiple timeouts. No, there's only one. Each team has only one. And you have to take it at the right time.
Yeah.
And you also have to know why you're taking it. So, and I think the other thing I always say for face-off is shoot the puck forward. After you win the face-off, shoot it forward and get someone to the front of the net.
Well, all right, Miriam.
That happens.
For all the Islanders fans out there, I think it was a good season. Thanks for the call. I think all in all, you made the playoffs. There was a lot of doubt that you'd make the playoffs. You won a game in the playoffs, and you're facing arguably one of the best teams in the league, and now they get ready to face the New York Rangers. Which side are you on there? Islanders fans root for the Hurricanes, Paulie, or will they root for the Rangers to beat the Hurricanes?
Oh, no, Islander fans will root for the Hurricanes.
Yeah, they'll be rooting for the Hurricanes. There is no rooting for the Rangers there. I get it. I understand it. There is no, rooting for New York. No, you want to see the Rangers get knocked out in the next round. I watched the Panthers knock out my Devils last year. They're tough.
Who
Let's
do you want?
Rangers.
Do you want the Knicks or do you want the Sixers to win?
No, I don't want the Sixers to win anything. And I don't, I mean, like,
there's... Well, I know how you feel about the Knicks. That's why, the baby brother and all that stuff.
I have a different position than Evan Roberts or even, like, some of these guys, like Richard Jefferson. A lot of these Nets fans, they're just, like, they're... I don't understand how you can hate on a team that's been trash for so long. And I laugh because I'm like, the Knicks never were dominant. They always had the dominant fan base. That's why I've got on air. I'm like, as a Nets fan, we were always punching up. We were always like, well, look at us now. Now we've got the superstars. We know we can't compete with the number of fans. The Nets fans hate the team. They've moved the team everywhere from Teaneck to Long Island to Newark to East Rutherford, to Brooklyn. Now it's hard to have a fan base when you've moved so much, when you've rebranded so much, when you always have a different GM, head coach,
Jordy,
different players.
Jordy is here, man. Jordy, Juwan Howard. Let's go, baby.
Jordy Fernandez. Yeah, whatever. Let's see how that happens or whatever. I really don't care about the Nets, but I'm not a Knicks hater to the point where, like, there are Nets fans laughing tonight, enjoying that loss. I get no joy out of watching the Knicks fans not be able to celebrate. I'm the one that tells you stay down till you come up. I understand watching sports in my 30 years of being glued to the TV. Like, this is rare, right? Like, that's like rooting against the Detroit Lions. The Detroit Lions, I like to see them have success because their fans have suffered for so long. Myself as a suffering fan, you don't get into this to take L's. You don't get into this for the misery. You don't get into this for the pain that the Knicks fans have tonight. And they didn't lose the series. They're just disappointed because they thought tonight was going to be a celebration. And it was like five times right there, and it slipped. And now it's like, oh, well, got another game and could have another two games. So, yeah, no, as a Nets fan, we're always punching up. And I'm not part of the coalition of Knicks fan haters. My brother was a Knicks fan. My dad, a Knicks fan. I have a ton of friends that are Knicks fans. I just never went that way. I was a Jordan fan. And became a Bulls fan in the like early 90s. Of course, if you're rooting for Jordan and the Bulls, you're not rooting for the Knicks. I saw a thing today with Gary Vee talking about how he doesn't wear Jordans because he's a 45-year-old Knicks fan. There's nothing to like about Jordan. I'm like, I don't know how many pairs of Jordans I've worn in my life. Like over 50. I still rock Jordans heavy because I was a Jordan fan. And then when Jordan started to, I don't know, dabble in retiring, playing baseball, wearing the 4 or 5, going to the Wizards. I'm a kid in New Jersey. Like, well, I already kind of had a second team in the New Jersey Nets. I'm just going to root for the Nets. Maybe it was a false move. Maybe it was a bad decision because there's been just more misery and pain in that, right? They pop for a season or two, and then it gets flushed down the drain, and you start over again. I look at the Knicks and what they have right now. You don't even have your full complement. You do not have Julius Randle, who Julius Randle was the guy that decided, right, when KD and Kyrie in 2019 said, oh, we're going to go play for the Nets. Nobody wants to play for the Knicks. Julius Randle said, I do. And then that started to turn the tide. You know, I remember being in the bar and Knicks fans are thinking they're getting Zion Williamson and they end up with RJ Barrett, not even Ja Morant. Like, I've seen it. So for, you know, this team to be good, you know, tonight I was going to get on and I was going to tip my cap to William Wesley and Leon Rose and say, hey, will these guys come to the forefront? The Knicks are advancing. They've built a squad. They have the right coach. They have the right team. It took trades. It took signings. It took moving on from guys you drafted, but they've got the right squad. And they very well could win in 6 or 7, and we have that conversation. But, man, I've seen the Knicks be bummy. You know, I've seen the Knicks be trash. So, like, I don't have a foot to stand on with the basketball team I root for. This Nets season was an all-time bad one. It was one of the worst Nets seasons I can remember in a long time. Like, all the Nets podcasters and content creators, we stopped. There was nothing to do. There was no content to create. There was no reason to support this team and this franchise after what they did the last couple years. And, it goes hand in hand with the success of the Knicks last year and this year. And Knicks fans, I still think you got some success on the way. 877-337-6666. Stay down until you come up. You could have switched. You could have said, oh, I'm a Brooklyn Nets fan now. And I know some people that did that. And that's wild goofy. Like, you ditched the Knicks, who have been here for 100 years, to go to the new flashy Brooklyn Nets? What, when they had Paul Pierce and Kevin Garnett? How'd that go? Or when they rebuilt with Kenny Atkinson and D'Lo had ice in his veins and they were dancing on the bench, had the bench mob doing the 6-9 dance and everybody was feeling the Biggie Cougie jerseys. Oh, how'd that go? They sold those pieces away and then they had James Harden, Kyrie Irving, Kevin Durant. How did that go? Now they're selling us on Yordy Fernandez and Mikal Bridges. Cam Thomas is the best player on the team. Cam Thomas is the future. Nick Claxton is probably out of here. I don't know. Back to the Knicks calls. Eric is all the way out on Long Island on the Fan in New York.
What's up, Chief, man? How's it going?
Good. Could be better.
No. sick to me. sick to my stomach after watching that game, man. Mm-hmm. So much blame to go around. I mean, Jalen Brunson totally turned into Mr. Selfish. He was out there playing hero ball, like abandoned all type of team concept, was out there just forcing shots, going one-on-one, making stupid plays. And then Tom Thibodeau, this so-called great defensive mind, how do you let one guy just single-handedly
froze,
take the game from you?
Folded in the moment, just frozen and let the moment pass you by.
Like, he was the only, Maxie was the only guy in a Sixer jersey that could do anything.
His only threat, yeah.
Only guy.
The only one that looked like he didn't want to go home.
Yeah, and Embiid was turning down shots. He wasn't even trying to shoot. It was just giving it to him. And then, you know, late in the game, like the last couple minutes, do something. Get the ball out of his hands. Like, double team him. Trap him when he comes over half court. Do not let him be the guy that steals the series from you. Like, it's, I don't understand.
Well, he didn't steal the series. He stole the closeout game.
Yeah, he stole a series win.
Like, we also have to look from the Philadelphia side. A lot of their fans were packing it up. They fought to stay alive. That's just their second win. You have three wins. The next win that the Knicks get, done. They got to win two before you win one.
Yeah, well, now all the momentum is on Philly's side. And
Not all, because you won a game down there. Brunson had his best game down there, his 47-point performance. And those guys from Villanova are familiar down there. Man, I wouldn't let it get to a Game 7. Anything can happen in Game 7. Thanks for the call, Eric. So I'm reading these articles, and, you know, after the game, Tyrese Maxey described his performance as mandatory. He said, like, we had to. The Sixers trailed by 6 points with 28 seconds left. And in this ESPN article, it says Maxey pulled out a comeback that evoked memories of Reggie Miller's 8 points in 9 seconds for Indiana at Madison Square Garden in 1995. Talk about making you sick to your stomach. The OG Knicks fans that remember that and then saw that tonight, they got to hit the melatonin, hit some tea, burn one, do something to just even comfortably go to bed tonight and wake up to go to work tomorrow. Jay is down in Philly, back on the Fan. What you got to say, Jay?
Hey, Keith, what's going on, man? I'm not calling to gloat tonight, man. I'm just calling to say this is a hell of a series, man. Two big cities, two top dogs, and they didn't give up, man. I'm still complaining about the refs. I feel like they try to give those guys a game tonight.
The whole series.
You gonna be honest about that?
The whole series, bro. Like, it depends on it. I mean, it's hard for a Sixers fan to say that the refs were trying to give the Knicks the game. When you look at Embiid, he is the biggest foul merchant on the floor, always looking and crying. Even early in this game, he got like tangled up with DiVincenzo. I'm like, look at this guy. But yeah, I personally think the officials are trash in the NBA. They're bogus in the NFL. And we need robo arms in Major League Baseball. So you're talking to the guy. I hate all of the human era, the human error element in sports. I just think these guys are not qualified to call a game properly.
Yeah, 9 turnovers for Embiid, and they still won the game. I heard you talk about the young Knicks fans. Listen, PSA, because those dudes came down here Sunday and was just disrespectful. Please don't think it's going to happen again. Don't do it again. You come down here Thursday night, be respectful, because it's going to be an Eagles-type atmosphere. You know, the Sixers atmosphere is a lot different than the Eagles atmosphere. But since they won that game, and another thing, these fake fraudulent Sixers fans that didn't show up to the game because we've been trying to get out of round two for the last 5 years and they just giving up on the team, it's fraudulent. You live and die with the team. But they'll be out Thursday night. And I'm just saying, Knicks fans, be on your best behavior, please.
It's going to be interesting. But, thanks for the call, Jay. What I'll say, a Sunday day game down there in Philly in broad daylight, different energy, different vibe. I've been down there. I know what that parking lot is like. I know what Infinity Live is like. I've been to mostly Citizens Bank Park Yankee games. I've been to First Union Center before it was Wachovia Center and now Wells Fargo. They got the battery in their back now. And these young Knicks fans that want to go down there and make viral videos, just keep your head on a swivel. They got the battery in their back now. They feel like this could potentially be the last game on their home floor. They have to win this game to even the series, and they feel like they have the two best players in the series, that if they get to a game seven, they're taking that game seven, so they will show up to this next game. The Sixers fans, the Knicks not closing that game out in Madison Square Garden tonight just got the Sixers fans back into the series. 877-337-6666. We got about a half hour left. I see some people calling to talk Yankees, Mets, Islanders, as well as Knicks. And I will sprinkle in some stuff about Nestor Cortez, Aaron Judge, Anthony Rizzo, Giancarlo Stanton, as well as Pete Alonso and Francisco Lindor, Sean Manaea, and those guys as well. Keith McPherson on the Fan. Call me up and join the show. Don't go anywhere. Where
from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Hey, fantasy football owners, I'm Matt Harmon.
And what's cracking? I'm James Coe. Join us on Reception Perception as we dive deep into wide receivers, the position that will make or break your fantasy team.
Follow and listen to Reception Perception on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Be right back.
When this happened, you talked about it on The Fan.
Swung on. There it goes. Deep left. It is high. It is far. It is gone. Number 62 to set the new American League record.
When New York sports happens, talk about it here. The Fan, 101.9 FM, and always live on the free Odyssey app.
Oh, man. The Knicks were supposed to win tonight. We're supposed to get a bunch of happy Knicks fans to call a fan. Knicks in five. We won Boston. Moving on to the next round. We're going to start looking at the next series, which I don't think we actually could do that because I'm keeping my eye on that score in Milwaukee. It's 82-63. The Bucks are almost up by 20. With 2 minutes left in the third quarter, going into the fourth quarter, if they're up by 20, seems like the Bucks are fighting to stay alive.
Just two other things that happened in the world of sports tonight that mm-hmm. I find interesting, and you might. Mm-hmm. A bench-clearing brawl in Milwaukee with the Brewers and the Rays, punches thrown.
Was Willie Adames in the middle of that?
No, Jose Siri. Okay. And some other guy.
I know Willie Adames used to play for the Rays.
Yeah, so I think there's some stuff there. Peralta hit him, and so who knows, right? So that happened. Second thing that happened, the Diamondbacks were playing the Dodgers tonight in Arizona. That game got delayed by an hour and 55 minutes because of a beehive behind home plate on the net.
Can't make this stuff up.
You cannot make it up. So a beehive. And we should also note that I'm being... seeing that the branch officer for the local pest control business threw out the first pitch.
Oh, I saw Deontay Banks threw out the first pitch at the Mets game, corner from the Giants. What else in the world of the wide world of sports?
The pest control guy threw out the first pitch.
That's Trout is hurt. Mike Trout is going to have surgery on his torn meniscus and be out indefinitely. This guy is off to an MVP-like start. The Angels just like, Rendon is hurt. Anthony Rendon, of course, is hurt. He always misses time.
Oh, Rendon doesn't even like to play baseball.
So it's inevitable that he finds his way off the field. And yeah, they're cooked. And I know people were talking about their hot start. It wasn't even a hot start. They started off like 500 and they were in second place because that division isn't great. And people are like, is this sustainable for the Los Angeles Angels? No, they're 11-18 now, and they're not going to have Trout. They're better than the Houston Astros, who are 9-19. How funny is it that us Yankee fans were beating our chests, talking about how good this team looked after going to Houston and taking four from the Astros, one run game, seeing pitches well, great at bats. They're not good. The Astros are not what we thought they were. So much so, former AL MVP from the 60-game season, Jose Abreu, they optioned him to West Palm Beach. He's going to get some at-bats and rookie ball. Like, they're trying to figure out what happened with that guy. I saw Aaron Hicks. Former Yankee Aaron Hicks got DFA'd, still getting paid by your New York Yankees. And don't even get me started on the, like, mistakes that the Yankees made with the contract, still paying Josh Donaldson. Yeah, 2024, the deal that Hicks has, he's making $9.5 million in 2024, $9.5 million in 2025. And then he's got a $1 million buyout for a club option in 2026. The Yankees are still responsible for all of it minus the major league minimum, which the Angels will pay him in 2024. Aaron Hicks, they thought Aaron Hicks was going to be the Yankees center fielder for 7 years. I remember folks actually having a conversation with me, which I humored it. Like, who's a better center fielder in the American League? It's Trout and it's Aaron Hicks. Back, like, I don't know how many years ago. That sounds preposterous now. Let's go to Elliot out on Long Island. Elliot, what's up, man? You're on the Fan.
Hey, Keith, how are you?
I'm all right. They just restarted this Knicks game. We're going to watch this whole thing over again.
Yeah, it's crazy. I actually want to talk about the Yankees.
Let's do it.
So I'm only 18, and I've been a Yankee fan for 10 years, but I am sick and tired of watching the same show every year. We see, like, a hot start and go through phases of heavy hitters and then only to choke in October. When is Hal Steinbrenner going to wake up and get the message that this is not sustainable, these big contracts to hit home runs? When are we going to start hitting for bases? When are we going to start knocking and runs? This is not working.
Yeah, I don't know.
When are they going to get the message?
You would think after missing October last year that they got the message when they went all in to get Juan Soto. He's still playing at an MVP pace, but it can't just be Juan Soto. It can't be Juan Soto getting on and then Aaron Judge grounding into double plays. It can't be. These guys, they're just so frustrating to watch. They beat up on the Brewers, but when it comes time to
face... that's fake. Everyone gets so caught up.
I didn't. I was watching the games this weekend. I wasn't writing home about them. I wasn't tweeting about them. I was happy to see them actually, you know, respond after Boone outmanaged himself on Friday night, and they did every single thing wrong to lose that game. But I just knew. I'm like, okay, this outburst... they move Verdugo to the cleanup spot. This outburst of offense for some guys to pad their stats and get right, it was fool's gold. It wasn't something that could last. And clearly now you see them score two runs off of two solo shots in two nights in Baltimore. I hear you, man. It's kind of crazy to hear you say that you've been watching the Yankees for the last 10 years. Like 10 years ago, I was in the MLB fan cave. And that's when I like really started to like lock in even more on the Yankees, and that's when I really started to like watch every single day and read all the articles and stuff. And if that's the time frame that like you've been a Yankee fan, I'm sorry, you haven't seen them get to the World Series. You have seen Octobers where they go quiet, like they've gone quiet against better competition, better pitching, like you saw these last two nights. It is extremely frustrating. I can't blame Hal Steinbrenner. I do blame Brian Cashman a little bit as I lean into the Aaron Hicks contract and even the trade for Josh Donaldson and him being paid. Like, it's just not, it's not good enough.
How can you not blame Hal for not firing Brian Cashman? It's clearly coming from the top.
Yeah, well, he's never going to fire Brian Cashman. And I make the joke that if Hal...
But it's the whole approach of hitting home runs.
No, it's not, though.
And taking advantage of pitchers having bad days.
It's not,
though. Pitchers don't have bad days in October.
So, I mean, they added...
It's bad pitching in MLB.
So, just, we'll rein it in a little bit. We can't fast forward to what they're going to do this October in the season that we're currently in. We don't know. It sucks to lose games. It sucks to get shut out five times in your first 11 losses. It sucks to lose the series, or lose the first game of the series in Milwaukee, bounce back, and then you lose the first two games of the series. All you can potentially do is split with the Orioles, who now have a game lead above you in first place in your own division. But what I'll say is they did add Juan Soto. They did add Alex Verdugo. Man, they put so much stock in Anthony Volpe, and that's why I was so upset to see the start that he had to the season, batting sixth in the lineup, lower in the lineup, and how quick they were to move him to the leadoff spot in favor of a Gleyber Torres, who's supposed to be a veteran, who's supposed to be ready to go, who has led off before. I don't know, man. I just think that they have some of the right pieces, right? Even guys like Oswaldo, who's not just, you know, he's cooled off, but he wasn't just a home run hitter. He had some timely hits. Even Rizzo. Rizzo was just hot. He's got some home runs, but he had some timely hits. Stanton, mostly a home run guy, but he was better. I mean, they have guys that can get it done. It's just too many times they don't all get it done at the same time, and it is the same thing.
Yankee fans have seen a ton of it. But I think what we know for sure, though, is that veteran sluggers cannot win a World Series. And I think we really have to work on that.
But what I will say is home runs can win you the World Series. Thanks for the call, Elliot. If you have home run hitters, that's going to win you games in the postseason when games are tight and you just have a guy that turns on a fastball and hits it out. That could be the difference in the game. We see that every year. Right. Everybody wants to talk about the Philadelphia Phillies. Well, yeah, they've got a bunch of sluggers in their lineup. Kyle Schwarber, you know, Bryce Harper, who I saw today. Aaron Judge leads the league in, you know, grounding into double plays. Guess who's second right behind Aaron Judge? I think Judge has, I got to go find it. Judge has 10 ground in double plays, which, like, you know how Friday, if you were listening to me, you want to know what grinds my gears? What grinds my gears is seeing this guy who was one of the best hitters I've seen in years. Now he gets a generational hitter in front of him, an on-base machine. Juan Soto is on base every game, man. Juan Soto has reached safely every single game, just about. And Judge is grounded into double plays this season. Bryce Harper is second in Major League Baseball with 7 ground into double plays. But all rise, here comes the Judge. The Judge is out in front with 10. I just think right now they are actually missing Alex Verdugo, and it's crazy to think how much of an impact those two moves made this offseason. The trade they made for Alex Verdugo and the trade they made for Juan Soto. Without those two guys, it's the same team, and it is the same ineptitude at the plate, nonsense, leaving runners on base, striking out. Gotta beat the pitcher and the ump you're facing. It is what it is. But, man, I hope that they can figure it out and get right, because Jason Dominguez will be in this lineup. Gleyber Torres again tonight. I can't keep saying the same things. I do a nightly radio show where, like, I can't keep complaining about the umpires being trash. It's standard. I can't keep saying, you know, these guys got to get it going. Because then I got all these people online like, oh, this guy, he doesn't know anything about baseball. It's early. Hey, tonight is the last night you can tell me it's early. All these guys have over 100 at-bats. It is May. In 20 minutes, it's going to be May. So stop. Miss me with that. Like, some of you Yankee fans, I love the Yankees too. And you've heard me wax poetic about how being a Yankee fan changed the course of my entire life. But I'm going to give it to you straight, because I do love the team and I do watch the team. And some of you Yankee fans just have the wool pulled over your eyes. It's Aaron Judge. Are you kidding me? He's going to figure it out for a day, for a couple games. What are you seeing? He does not look like the same guy that I've seen in the past. And some of these other guys like Gleyber, I don't know what Gleyber's deal is. He's just not locked in ever. He doesn't know where to go with the ball. I mean, this guy's playing dodgeball tonight. He threw the ball into the runner's back, going at, like, I can't watch him play. He's a losing player. And I hate to label him like that, but, like, he does too many things that affect losing and not enough things that affect winning. And we've been seeing it over and over and over again for years. And so he'll probably be your second baseman the entire year. Can't trade him for anything. I see people asking, where's Oswald Peraza? Oswald Peraza's shot. Because in 2022, they brought him up to play in the ALCS against the eventual world champions. Because their stopgap shortstop that they sold us on told us was one of the best defending shortstops in the league, couldn't make the routine plays, and also couldn't hit. So, man, there's a ton of little mistakes and things with the Yankees that have led us to here. And it pisses me off to see the Orioles, who not that long ago, the Yankees were absolutely bullying. So much so they had to change the dimensions of their ballpark. Guys like Gleyber Torres were hitting the ball out of there at a rate where Gary Thorne, the radio announcer for the Orioles, wanted to hang it up. Quit his job. There's no point in calling the game. Stop pitching to him. Judge, hitting it out. Gary Sanchez. So now I look at the Orioles, who tanked, and they got all the talent, they got all the picks, and they have a young, talented ball club. Now, of course, they have new ownership. They're not going away for a long time. They're going to be able to pay Corbin Burns, or at least bid for him. Steve Cohen, go ahead and outbid them for Corbin Burns. Maybe the Milwaukee connection with Stearns and Corbin Burns can help the Yankees out, because I think Corbin Burns is going to be there for the foreseeable future. And same thing with Colton Cowser and Gunnar Henderson and Adley Rutschman. They're going to be good. Grayson Rodriguez, these guys are going to be good. And where are the Yankees going to be? Getting older every year. And we hope that this next group of baby bombers or whatever can be legit with Jason Dominguez, Austin Wells, Volpe, maybe Peraza, Cabrera, Luis Gil as an arm, who will be facing off against Corbin Burns tomorrow. I almost went to the game. It was as a little treat, as a little gift to myself. I told you guys, man, I hadn't been down to Camden Yards since 2016. I'm long overdue. This is the squad. This is the team to go see. I'm glad I didn't do that. I was going to drive myself down there, book a little telly, go down to Camden. Nope. Nope. I'll stay right here and not take off from this job and watch the Yankees not score runs and strike out and ground into double plays and leave runners on the base pass and just not make plays. One bad inning, which it wasn't even that bad of an inning for Nestor Cortez. That's the game. 877-337-6666. Now it's wide open for the Yankee fans that don't care about the Knicks, or the Yankee fans that do care about the Knicks and don't want to talk about the Knicks, but rather complain about the Yankees and talk about the Yankees. It's wide open for you to call and talk about what you saw tonight. I already forgot because that game was cooked. I was watching the Knicks game. Like that one inning from Nestor, what was it, the fourth inning? I'm like, that's game. Three is the magic number. There's numbers out there that tell you if the Yankees don't score more than three runs, they're not going to win. That was the same thing as last year.
World Series over. Yankees win. The Yankees win.
Happened, you talked about it on The Fan.
It's their 27th World Championship, the most of any team in any sport in the history of professional sports.
When New York sports happens, talk about it here. The Fan, 101.9 FM, and always live on the free Odyssey app.
Feeling glad I got sunshine in a bag. I'm useless, but not for long. The future is coming up.
Okay, a couple minutes here before the next break. The update, and we turn the page to May 1st. I'll say good morning on the other side. Keith McPherson on The Fan, KM to 2 a.m. I had a note in my notes to go back to Evan and Tiki today and Posted and Toasted, a segment that they're doing. Like, now I gotta be locked in and listen to the afternoon show through the whole show. I listen most of the days, but sometimes I'm just doing other things. Sometimes I can't be locked in, or sometimes I'm watching something, or I'm doing some research, working on something. Either way, someone hit me on Twitter today. They're like, you know, you just got featured on Posted and Toasted. And I guess we got Evan digging up tweets from way before I ever even thought I'd be on WFAN. And even if, like, it doesn't matter, but I hear some tweets and I'm just like, we're going back to 2015, 2016. I got to scrub my account. I have no idea what I was saying back then. But one of the first ones that popped up, 2015, June 13th, I said, I never smoked a cig, never had a cavity, never been to Starbucks, never watched an episode of Friends, Seinfeld, or Seventh Heaven, 500 nevers. I got a bunch of things like that, just like popular things that other people have done or do that I'm just like, nah, never. And so that got read on air. And, you know, obviously the game, they try to guess whether it was Gio or BT or Sean Morash or whatever. Of course, that was me. And I said, still valid. Yep. Never smoked a cigarette. Never have had a cavity. Like, I just never had the urge to smoke a cigarette. Obviously, I was an athlete in high school and college, so there's no reason that would ever go down. Never had a cavity. Just never had a sweet tooth like that. And I've always been good. Like, I'm blessed to have nice teeth. I've always been good about brushing and flossing. I've been obsessive about that since a kid. Never been to Starbucks. I've been, obviously, in one. But back then, in 2015, nah. But, like, you know the Starbucks in the airport? Like, you kind of get forced to go to. Like, my wife will go to one. I think I went to one in Nashville. Another one. Now there's one in I don't know. But I've never made a purchase at Starbucks. I used to never drink coffee. Until my wife got me into coffee like 3-4 years ago. And I never watched an episode of Friends. So like I see the memes and I see people reference things with Friends and just like it goes over my head. Never watched Seinfeld. I know that like, I actually went to YouTube to Google all of the Yankee moments on Seinfeld. And I did that maybe 2 or 3 years ago. I had no idea. The Yankees like Bernie Williams, Paul O'Neill, Derek Jeter, all those guys were in Seinfeld, and I definitely never watched Seventh Heaven. I used to remember Seventh Heaven coming, Seventh Heaven, sometimes I'm click. Used to change the channel so fast, I'm not about to watch this. So yeah. And then the other tweet, August 30th, 2016, I said, I blame you for that helmet catch, which led to the Giants winning the Super Bowl that Tiki Barber missed, Rodney Harrison, hashtag trending topics. So I don't know why Rodney Harrison was trending, but I had to dig and do some research for my own tweets. And I'm like, oh, I got to attach the tweet that came before it. And I guess Rodney Harrison was trending because he was speaking on how black Colin Kaepernick is. He was giving his opinion. I said, oh, his opinion matters. If you're half black, you can't want change or you can't speak on black issues. Like I always got a problem with that. I always have a problem when, you know, analysts or commentators or even former players want to speak on like who's black or not, who's black enough. Like Colin Kaepernick couldn't take a knee back in 2016 because he's half black or because he wasn't raised by a black person. Either way, my shot was at Rodney Harrison, but I guess Evan searched Tiki Barber's name under my name and I heard Tiki today. Like, was he hating? Was he taking a shot? No, Tiki. I remember one just being just mad that the Giants won that Super Bowl. I still hate the Patriots for the two Super Bowls they gave the Giants. I'm way less of a diehard Dallas Cowboys fan, but I was growing up, especially back then when I thought that, I don't know. I'm less delusional now. Now, I don't think they're winning anything. They just re-signed Ezekiel Elliott. I can't stand Jerry Jones. Like you will not see me in a piece of Dallas Cowboys clothing for a long time. I'm just out of it. But I wasn't taking a shot at Tiki. I kind of felt like if the Giants lost that Super Bowl, it would have been better for Tiki because he retired the year before. So I said the Super Bowl that Tiki missed, it wasn't a shot at you, Tiki. And obviously, I didn't ever think back then, like, yeah, I'm going to work at WFAN and Tiki Barber's going to work at WFAN. And, you know, I'll rub shoulders with him, have his phone number, be able to, like, there's just no way you could predict that back in 2016. So 877-337-6666. We're going to turn the page to May. It is no longer early for you baseball fans that like to play the it's early, it's the first month of the season. These guys have over 100 at-bats. These guys have played over 30 games. We are starting to see who is who and what is what, and it is okay to judge them. Pun intended, Aaron Judge. You guys act like Aaron Judge cannot be judged. His performance, he can't be talked about when out of all of the players on the team, he's the captain making the most money. He's done the most ridiculous feats out of all of them. He almost won the Triple Crown, broke the AL home run record, won the MVP, won the Rookie of the Year, won the home run derby. Like, you can definitely talk about that guy more so than a Gleyber Torres.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Hey, fantasy football owners. Anybody can tell you what a good fantasy quarterback looks like, but it's the receivers that make or break your team. I'm Matt Harmon from Reception Perception. Join me and James Coe as we take a deep dive in the position that matters most, wide receivers. From the route trees to who plays better in man or zone, we provide the insights you need to draft the best wide receivers. As you prep for your draft, let us give you the coverage you need. Follow and listen to Reception Perception on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Norse sides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Nor taste combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit nor.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.